Will U.S. Bishops Break Bread with Joe Biden? By Brian Bennett. A politicized rift in the American Catholic Church has widened in June as U.S. bishops voted to draft instructions to the faithful on who should receive communion, with an eye toward dissuading high-profile Catholics who support abortion policies and gay rights, like Joe Biden, from presenting themselves for the ritual. According to a church official, many bishops had been concerned about the confusion such an apparent conflict could otherwise cause among Catholics. Biden regularly attends Mass and takes communion at St. Joseph on the Brandywine near his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and at Holy Trinity in Georgetown, 2 miles from the White House. He has long turned to his faith for solace, close friends say, in particular during times of trial or personal tragedy. But how the president practices is personal, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on June 21st in response to a question from Time. That's how many Americans see their faith as well, not through a political prism. In many ways, Biden represents the culmination of decades of increased Catholic representation in American politics. 6 of 9 current Supreme Court justices are Catholic, as are the Speaker of the House, multiple cabinet secretaries, and senior officials. Catholic voters cast 1/5 of the votes in the 2020 election, about half of which were for Biden. But Biden's presidency also comes as the church is struggling internally over how to navigate the role of the spiritual in a polarized political sphere. Within days of winning the White House, 10 of the nation's most powerful bishops launched a working group on how to handle a Biden presidency, meeting over Zoom to discuss a response to his policies that conflict with Catholic teaching and how to minister to his soul. Now, they've gone further. During an assembly on June 17th, U.S. bishops voted to draft a teaching document on the beauty and power of the Eucharist. Jose H. Gomez of Los Angeles, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, said in a statement, "When the bishops gather for another assembly in November, the document will be discussed and its release will be voted on.